enjoy Life. Life with Luigi, a new comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Miss Wallace. And now let's read Luigi's letter as he writes about his adventures in America to his Mama Basco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, it's now Christmas shopping season, and all the good Americans, they moving out of their houses and they start to live in one bigger place, department stores. Mamma Mia, yesterday I'm sent to you your Christmas present, a bread toaster. This is a wonderful American invention, but there's one thing I want to warn you about. Don't try to stuff the whole bread in at one time. Put in just one slice of bread and don't do nothing until you see the smoke come out. Then you take out the bread, scrape off the black part and eat. This is a taste almost as good as a plain bread that's stale. But at Christmas time, everybody has got a list with their friends' names on it. I'm going to get mine too. Everybody's name is on it, except my countryman Pasquale, because for him, I'm going to get something extra special. All year long, I'm going to put away $1 a week in my bank's Christmas fund until now I'm going to get $50 just for this big surprise for Pasquale. He's a wonderful surprise. And it's such a big secret, I'm a hate even to tell him myself. But you, I'm a killer, tell him, Mamma Mia. You see, everybody is to get to somebody they got. Oh, wait, the Pasquale's are coming in my store now. I'm going to write to you later.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Hello, Pasquale. Merry Christmas.
And a Merry Christmas to you, too, little banana nose. Luigi, I know you're short of money, so don't get me nothing you can't pay out in the 12 easy installments.
All right, Pasquale. Pasquale, are you finished with your Christmas shopping yet?
Luigi, how would you like to see television every night the next year?
No, no, Pasquale, you shouldn't.
Don't worry, I didn't.
Huh?
Luigi, I'm only teasing.
All right,
Pasquale.
Goodbye. I'm
going to
see you later.
Goodbye. Little pumpkin handy. Where is he going to get the money to buy any good presents anyway? He's always got to come to me for money. I'm his private little marshal of plan. Hey, what's this he's left behind? An envelope. I'm no like at the peak. But at the inside of the envelope, wants to peek on me. Hey, what's this? $50. Oh, he's a do something behind my back. Let's see what he's write on this paper. Christmas list. Well, my name must be on the top. Mrs. Spalding. Schultz, Hurwitz, Olson. He must be saving me for the last. Mailman, Rosa, wind cleaner, Officer Flanagan, Tommy the newsboy, Jake the pickle man. He's left me out. $50. He's a hid away from me and he's left me out. Me, he's a guardian in America. When he's come here from Italy, I give him his first pair of shoes, his first haircut, his first comic book. And when he's not going to read it, I help him out. I got somebody to read it to him. No present for Pasquale, huh? Well, I'm going to show him this list. And this money, I ain't going to keep it. I'm just going to hold it for him till Christmas. Christmas of 1999.
All right, class, quiet, please. I'll call the roll. Mr. Basco?
Here.
Mr. Howard?
Here.
Mr. Olson?
Hey,
yes. Mr. Schultz?
Up, danza, up, danza, up, listen.
Mr. Schultz, are you supposed to be Santa Claus?
That's what my wife's relatives think. Come on, dancer. Come on, dancer.
Mr. Schultz, enough of that and stop cracking your belt.
All right. Down, Hickok. Keep it on. Smile, Miss Spaulding. It's just the Christmas spirit. Here's a present I bought for you. It's a voodoo perfume.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Schultz.
Miss Spaulding, I brought you something, too.
Yeah, now here's my gift to Miss Spaulding.
I brought you something also.
Ooh, what a bunch of copycats.
Well, class, this is... Well, it's wonderful. I can't find the words.
Who cares? Just so long as you don't find the price tag.
Hey, sure, so hurry with us in here. I'm going to brought you some little things or two.
Thank you, Luigi. Thank you very much.
Philip, should I do it to him now?
Sure, go ahead.
Give it to him. Go ahead.
All right. Luigi, we all got together yesterday after class, and, well, we all talked about you and what a nice little fellow you was, and, well, we shipped in, and here's your Christmas present, and that's all. Merry Christmas.
Oh, friends, what a wonderful present. This is the most beautiful fountain of pen I've ever owned. This is the only fountain of pen I've ever owned. Oh. And, mamma mia, look, a gold top and a beautiful inner side.
Luigi, go ahead, read the inscription that we wrote to you on the pen.
Your heart, Luigi, and they come straight from the heart.
All right, I'm read. 14-carat gold filled.
Luigi, you are reading the points here on the cap you read.
Oh. With the sincere friendship. Oh, Christ, that's so beautiful. And I can't think of any other words that you could have added.
More words? Say, if we added any more words, you'd have ended up with 2 fountain pens.
Luigi, we're glad you like it. It was just a slight return for the present you got out.
Luigi, what did you get for Pasquale?
Well, for Pasquale, I'm getting something extra special. You see, he's the one who's brought me to this country. This wonderful country, America. And you see, well, he's a watch over me all the time, so I'm getting him a big surprise.
A wallet?
A what? A necktie.
A noose?
No, class, none of those things. Is a surprise and
well, give us a hint, anyhow.
Well, is it something that Pasquale not gonna touch, smell, or feel? He's not gonna keep it, but once he's got it, he's not gonna exchange it.
Stop, Luigi, you're getting us all for shimmel.
Come on, Luigi, you just got our curiosity all aroused.
What are you gonna give Pasquale?
Well, yesterday I went to the bank, took out the money, and I said to myself, what am I gonna get a Pasquale at? Different. Something that nobody has ever gave anybody before.
Aha, so you're getting him a shrunken mummy head.
Mr. Schultz, please stop interrupting and let Mr. Basco finish.
Well, anyway, I'm took the money and I'm Mamma mia.
Something wrong, Mr. Basco?
What? Pasquale is a Christmas of money. It's a missing. I'm lost it.
Luigi, wait. Close look in all your pockets.
Yeah, but I'm...
And try to think where you might have left it.
No. I'm left it in no place. I'm lost it. That's terrible. Please, Miss Spaulding, you excuse me. I'm got to go look for it.
Certainly, Mr. Basco.
Luigi, don't take it so hard. Smile, that's only money. Though you lost it, what are you going to do? Jump off the bridge? How much money did you lose?
$50.
$50? Luigi, move over and I'll jump off with you.
And now let's turn to page 2 of Luigi Basco's letter to his mother in Italy.
So, Mamma mia, is there no use even to tell you what the wonderful present I was going to get for Pasquale? Because I was a lost the $50 I was a saver for it. All night long, I'm looking the streets with my searchlight. I'm going to find the $50. And I'm going to have a fight with the two people in a parked car. Also in my house, I'm going to look all over under my rug, in the flower pot, in the chandelier. And all I'm found is a dust, the two flowers, and a lamp that's no working. Also, I'm going to push away all the furniture, swept up on the floors, the dust under the couch and the bed. I'm going to find the money, Mamma Mia. But today, I'm going to get the cleanest house or room in Chicago. Mamma Mia, I'm not got the heart to look at the Pasquale. Right now, I'm seeing him through my window. And he's talking to Ross, and he's very mad. See, I'm going to just imagine what he's saying to her about to me.
Rosa, stop eating for a minute. I want to talk to you.
All right, Papa.
Rosa, who's the best friend the Luigi's ever had?
You, Papa.
Yes, and who's treated him better, fairer than anybody else in the country?
You, Papa.
Yes. And who's it turned out to be a rotten, ungrateful jackass?
You, Papa.
Yes. But this I send you to school, tell you say nothing but you, Papa. Go back to you, Papa. Rosa, from now on, we're through with Luigi. Don't ever associate with him. Don't go near him. And don't ever let me see you thinking about him.
Can I marry him, Papa?
Not even that. Rosa, if he was to come back to you on his hands and knees, what would you say to him?
Luigi, you want to play piggyback?
I'm so mad with him. He's never going to get back his $50. Some Christmas list he's had. Presents for everybody, even the Jake and the Pickle man. But for me, nothing. It's not the present so much. I wouldn't care if he was to give me a cheap 29 set of necktie. The same one I gave him last year. Ooh, I'm so mad at him, I'm going to cut him out of my will.
Papa, have you got a will?
I gotta make one just so I can cut him off.
Papa, maybe Luigi just forgot about you.
Oh, it's impossible. I've been a-hinting since the Thanksgiving. Forgot, huh? Rosa, mind the stall. I'm gonna talk with that little pup squeak. I can't stand this. I gotta find out why he's left me out of his Christmas list. He better have a good reason or else I'm going to break his neck. Hello, Luigi.
Hello, Pasquale. Merry Christmas.
That all depends. What are you looking so sad about? You did something you sorry for, maybe?
Pasquale, I'm lost little white envelope. Maybe you was a found it?
Absolutely not, and I can approve it with a six of witnesses.
I'm a believer, you, Pasquale.
Luigi.
What?
You, didn't forget anything lately, eh?
Forget that?
Yes, you know, it's the season now for Santa Claus. People are being generous. Fill the stockings over the fireplace.
Pasquale, I'm sorry, but...
Don't butt me no buts. Luigi, all year long you've been crying about that broken down old radio you got that's always a blowing the tubes. So yesterday, I went out and bought you something.
A new radio?
No, three new tubes. That was going to be your present, including a few other things I was going to get you. But now you're going to forget them.
Pasquale, please listen.
After all, a fellow who's a forgetter, I'm alive.
Yeah, but Pasquale, I'm... Hey, I didn't forget you.
Huh? You got something for me, Luigi? You save it for a surprise.
Yeah, Pasquale. Here's your present and a Merry Christmas.
Oh, Luigi, what a beautiful fountain pen.
Yeah.
Look, a gold cap, 14 carats point. Oh, it's the right knowledge.
Yeah.
We're a sincere friendship. Luigi, I got to apologize to you. I had you all wrong.
Oh, it's all right, Pasquale. As long as you happy now.
Luigi, I can't tell you how happy I am. But now you did me a favor, I'm going to do you a little favor.
Pasquale, please, no roses.
Roses, not the roses. There's something else. Luigi, when you left the store yesterday, I was standing there, and suddenly...
Luigi, my fellow boober.
Hello, Schultz.
Ach, schmai, Luigi. A Merry Christmas to everybody. Even you, Pasquale.
Merry Christmas to Mr. Delicatessen, the man.
Luigi, I never got it a chance to really thank you for that little wallet you gave me for a present.
That's right, Schultz. Use in a good hat.
I love that little secret compartment inside where you can hide some money, you know. You know, that's really very tricky. It took my wife 10 minutes to find it. Ach, smile, everybody. Be like me, always laughing. My rheumatism is killing me. Anyway, Luigi, thanks for the wallet. It's too bad that you didn't find your money.
Schultz, I want to talk to you.
No, just a second, Luigi. Pasquale, it's too bad that Luigi couldn't get your present this year.
No.
What are you talking about? The Luigi would never forget his best friend.
No, sure. Pasquale,
look,
I was...
Schultz, Luigi's a giver this for me. That's a very suspensive present.
Himmelin, that's the very same fountain pen the class gave you, Luigi.
What?
Sure. I'm like so much. I'm one out and I got the same one for Pasquale.
Uh-huh.
And where's yours, Luigi?
Well, mine is, you see, Schultz, on the way home from school, I'm lost to mine.
Oh, you did, huh? Uh-huh. Then tell me this, Luigi. How could you buy Pasquale a fountain pen if you lost the $50?
Luigi, you mean you couldn't buy me a present when you lost the money? So you gave me the fountain pen, the glasses to give you?
Merry Christmas, Mr. Pasquale.
Luigi,
why didn't you tell him why you didn't give him a present? Pasquale, do you know that this little Wiener Schnitzel has been saving $1 a week from his lunches and car fares just so he could prepare a big surprise for you?
Luigi, you was going to spend all the $50 on me. Well, what could you buy? A suit, the coat, the shoes, a down payment on an automobile?
No, Pasquale, it wasn't nothing like it. That was nothing you could wear or eat or play with. Was it something for the heart?
Well, what? Tell us already.
To me, Christmas is not just the giving of things. That is it for the spirit. Peace on earth, goodwill toward the man. And, Pasquale, if what I was going to give you would have made you feel that way, that would have been a real Christmas present.
Luigi, where is this present? Maybe if you was suddenly to find the money, you could still buy it.
No, Pasquale, it isn't that in the story. You see, I went to the church, and I said to Father Carney, Father Carney, I'm going to be glad to give the church $50 if on a Christmas night your little boy's choir with the beautiful voices was to come and sing outside of Pasquale's restaurant.
Little boy's choir?
Yeah.
Ach, Luigi, only you could think of a thing like this.
Yeah, but... Well, what's the use? I was supposed to be there this morning, but I didn't have the money. I'm sorry, Pasquale. Hey, Pasquale, where you going?
I'm going to kill myself.
What?
Luigi, I'm the worst rat that's ever crawled on the face of this earth. You see, I was the one that found the... Hey, Luigi, what's that?
Hey, Pasquale, that's the little boy's choir. Yeah, there was a come anyway. And there's a Father Carney.
Open the doors. Let's hear.
Yeah, listen.
Maria, Maria, gratia plena. Tu in mulieribus et bene.
Oh, Father Connie, that too was a beautiful. Yeah, but I'm not expected you to come. I'm gonna bring you the money.
Luigi, the church never asks for money in advance.
An advance? But Father, I'm not got nothing. You see, I was lost.
Luigi, look, under the table.
What? Envelope. Hey, it's looking like my envelope. Wait a minute. I'm going to look inside. Yeah, there's the money inside. Yeah, my money. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100.
You see, Luigi, you found your money after all.
Yeah, but Father, how is it possible? It was only 50 in the envelope, and there's 100.
Luigi, it's Christmas time. A miracle can happen.
Yeah, Pasquale. But, I'm a wonder who's made the miracle. Pasquale is the God is a Christmas present after all. And I'm going to finish this letter to you with my brand new fountain pen. Pasquale is the one to write some extra words on it, like, you best friend of Pasquale, and, well, about the Schultz's and all that. So now is a pen and a pencil a set. Mamma mia, maybe you're thinking it to yourself. What my present was meant to Pasquale? Well, I'm going to tell you. After everybody is went away, the father, the choir, Schultz, everybody, I've looked at the empty envelope and I'm going to say to Pasquale, Pasquale, you made the miracle. And Pasquale has said it to me. No, Louis. You did this. It's a take a miracle to make a miracle. Merry Christmas, Mamma Mia.